Hello and welcome to the Guelph Politicast. I'm Adam A. Donaldson of Guelph Politico. Today I talked to Missy Morrow, who is the proprietor of Party Corner Costumes on York Road here in Guelph. We know that small businesses everywhere have been struggling, but every business is struggling in its own way. This time of year is usually a boon for the costume business. Halloween is Christmas for all those that sell costumes, makeup, and party supplies. But there's definitely not going to be any parties this year, and even the possibility of trick-or-treating is in doubt. So what will Halloween look like, and where does that leave the people for whom Halloween is big business? A very pandemic Halloween is the topic of this week's Guelph Politicast. Believe it or not, the Centers for Disease Control have a list of recommendations for a safe and healthy Halloween, and a list of items that offer moderate risk or high risk. Now, indoor costume parties and door-to-door trick-or-treating are among the more high-risk activities, and for older kids and younger kids, respectively, those are kind of the two primary ways they mark the holiday. The CDC does offer some alternative suggestions, though. Some good, safe Halloween activities include virtual costume parties or having a Halloween scavenger hunt that looks more like a good old-fashioned Easter egg hunt. Even an open-air costume parade or a backyard movie night offers some form of relative COVID safety that will allow everyone to enjoy Halloween responsibly. So the holiday is not dead. But what about the people that supply the party favors? As you will hear on this week's pod, COVID-19 is not the first challenge for people like Missy Morrow in the year-round costume business. For the last decade, pop-up Halloween stores have been a big pain in the holiday dollars for owners of small neighborhood costume shops, and even COVID-19 couldn't keep them entirely out of the picture this Halloween. But looking to the full calendar year, Party Corner is more than a one-holiday pony, so to speak. In fact, they lost another one of their big annual draws just as the pandemic hit with the sudden lockdown from COVID that canceled all St. Patrick's Day plans, meaning lost revenue for all the green and Irish party favors for a university town that enjoys a good St. Patrick's Day shindig. So Halloween should be a lifeline, right? Is this Halloween going to make or break the local costume business? That's one of the questions we'll ask Missy Morrow, who has been the proprietor of Party Corner Costumes for over a decade now, but the store itself has been in business since 1988. Missy will talk about how the pandemic has affected her business specifically, how she's had to adapt and change her usual business practices, and the incredible amount of extra work she's had to put in just to get by. We also talk about whether or not the pandemic has robbed her of any enthusiasm about the costume business, and how she feels about any support she's received or not received from any of the levels of government to get through. And finally, we will discuss this Halloween, what people are doing, how much pressure she's feeling to make the most of her busiest holiday, and whether or not she thinks there'll be trick-or-treating this year. So I caught up with Missy Morrow last week via Skype. Well, Missy Morrow, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
I guess, you know, just first of all, just generally, how are things for you right now in terms of business? Because, you know, we're talking on October 7th. This should be a time when you are hitting your stride as a costume retailer, but, you know, I look at the news and see the number of COVID cases going up, and I think a lot of people are wondering if there will be a, you know, to phrase it the most, you know, bluntly, negatively way possible, if there will be a Halloween. So how are you feeling from your side of the counter, as it were?
Well, I mean, like, obviously a little stressed, like all small business owners. I mean, we're all kind of in the same boat, right? Like it's been rough for all small businesses, like everyone across the board. I have a lot of friends that own businesses of various types, whether it be like restaurants, clothing stores, you know, myself, a costume shop, whatever. And everybody's feeling about the same way, that it's just rough all over for small businesses. We've definitely seen people coming in. It hasn't been as busy as usual yet this year, I don't think, but I think everybody's kind of waiting till the end, like you say, to see like what's going on, what's going to be happening, what they're going to be allowed to do, what gathering limits are, that kind of thing. What I have noticed though, is that people are not letting occasions pass without celebrating them in some way. Like, the celebrations definitely look different. I mean, they have to, certainly, in this time of pandemic, but they're doing something, and it kind of makes me happy to see people finding creative ways to celebrate things that they normally have a rhythm. You know, it's a birthday party. These are the things I do for a birthday party, but I can't do those things this year. So what can I do within the guidelines, and how do I like think outside the box to make this person still have a special birthday? You know what I mean? So I think it's going to be the same with Halloween. Like, they're not going to be able to have, like, you know, your 1,000-person Halloween parties at the bar with, like, grand prizes the way people normally do. But I've seen parents coming up with creative solutions, like doing, like, an Easter egg-style scavenger hunt for Halloween candy around the house. So, like, the kids dress up, do, like, a scavenger hunt for the candy, which is fun. I've seen adults definitely preparing for, like, probably chilly outdoor parties within their social bubble or their like gathering limit, or like families dressing up to do like family horror movie nights, like all sorts of different stuff, which I think is pretty cool, because I think it would be very sad to let it pass and not do anything. I think that holidays in general bring people, A, they help you mark a sense of time, and B, they bring a lot of joy and happiness into people's lives, which is something we all desperately need right now. So
right. I was actually going to get to that, because I've heard it said other places, and maybe you can lend your expertise, that in terms of the group activities, trick-or-treating done outside, you typically, you know, maybe you go out with a friend or two friends, or, you know, your sibling or a couple of your siblings. So far as, like, low-risk activities go, it's pretty solid, right? It's pretty easy to, you know, yeah, those big, huge bar parties down at Trappers or wherever probably aren't going to go down, and actually very likely not going to go down. But trick-or-treating still seems relatively safe.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing from around. I mean, obviously, it's going to have to be a little bit different. Like, you're not going to be able to hand the children the candy the same as you normally would. But I've seen a lot of people, like, you know, individually, like, bagging candy and, like, you know, leaving it in a bowl, or, like, putting one bag out, like, as the kid comes up and then stepping away kind of thing. So I think that's pretty easy to adapt to, like, a real safe way to do it.
Do you think maybe this could be an outlet? Because I think one of the things we've heard is that a lot of people are feeling quote-unquote COVID fatigue, you know, the whole idea of, you know, being wrapped up indoors or in small groups for months on end, seeing the same faces. We almost need a release valve, and maybe Halloween can be that.
Absolutely. I definitely think so. And even if it's, you know, you see a lot of girls saying, you know, I've been feeling ugly because I'm like at home just in my pajamas. So they're like, dress up for yourself, put on a nice dress, put on makeup, like make yourself feel better. So I think as a holiday, it would be really cool if people would do that for Halloween. Like, okay, maybe I can't do what I usually do and go to this, you know, 1,000-person party or whatever, but have like an online Halloween dance party with your friends. I've seen people doing that too. You just dress up, you do your zombie makeup, whatever, you get on Zoom or Skype or whatever you want to use, and like you have like a virtual dance party with your friends.
I want to go back a little to the early days of COVID. And, you know, this is prime time for you. This is the time of year your business usually kicks into high gear because, you know, Halloween is costumes. You have a costume store. But going back to March and April and those early days, you know, was because of the seasonal nature of your business, did you find it sort of maybe easier on you to sail through that time as opposed to some of your friends and colleagues who also own small businesses? Or is it, you know, I guess what I'm looking for is a general sense of how busy Party Corner usually is through the rest of the year.
Yeah, I would definitely say no, it was not easier for us at all. It was probably a lot harder, actually, because you're forgetting about, like, St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
We lost all of our St. Patrick's Day business. All the, like, drunk people that need green stuff, not a thing. We lost all of our Easter business, so Easter Bunny rentals, all that stuff, all gone, right? So, and the other stuff during the year, too, like, in the beginning when there was all the birthdays and stuff, and the store was shut down. Like, people can't come in and get balloons if the store is physically closed, right? So we were here longer hours. Like, I was literally working 15-hour days, 6 in the morning till 9 at night, every single day of the week, and I felt like I was dying. Because we jumped into, like, whatever we had to do to survive, right? Anything anybody wanted done. You want your pants hemmed? Great, I'll do that. You want me to wear a pink bunny suit and dance on your lawn for your kid? I'll do that, too. You know, you need a fabric mask? I'm going to make it. Like, you know, if it's in my skill set to do it and you want to give me money for it, then, like, I'm going to do it for you.
Wow. So, actually, talk a bit about more about that, because your story is fairly expansive. There is, you know, decorating. There is, you know, the costume aspect, makeup, all of that stuff. But you did segue into mask making, making these, you know, rather unique looking masks. And, yeah, just talk about how you had to adapt.
Yeah, so, I mean, sewing has always been part of what I do in a quote-unquote normal world. I'm making air quotes right now. I know you can't see them, but I promise I am. In a normal world, I do a lot of sewing for stage performers. I make custom costumes for burlesque girls, drag queens, whatever, stage people, cosplayers, like people that like weird fashion, like anything, right? And obviously a lot of performers are, a lot of my friends are performers as well, and they're suffering as well because they can't really do their performances in the normal way that they would. So that kind of stopped. But people, I got a request one day at the very, very beginning of this, I got a request, can you make me a fabric mask? So I looked online at a few patterns and stuff, and I thought, these all look like garbage. Like, they don't fit well, they're uncomfortable, they suck, they hurt my ears. And I thought, I went to school for this. Like, I went to school for costume design. Why don't I just draft my own damn pattern that's going to fit better than, like, anything that I've seen? And so I did. I drafted a pattern that was fits a variety of faces. Like, I have a very slender face. My partner is plus size. He has a big face. He has a bigger head than me. And I did them on a head strap so that they don't hurt my ears. When, like, we got to wear them all day at the store, right? So you don't, the ear straps are, like, brutal, and everyone complains about how much their ears hurt. So I thought, why not just skip over that and, like, do something better? And then, you know, the requests started coming in fast and furious once fabric masks became somewhat mandatory, and then mandatory after a while. So we just kept sewing. Like, I would just come in, even when the store was closed, I'd come in at 6 in the morning in my shark onesie, and I'd just start sewing all day. And I mean, we did curbside pickup. We delivered, like, at 9 o'clock at night when I left the store. We'd drive around town, like, dropping them off for people that, like, really weren't leaving their house. You know, we did whatever it took.
Wow. It sounds like you were kind of putting in, I mean, the pressure on health authorities and essential workers and all that, you know, is one thing, but I'm kind of amazed at what you're describing, honestly. Just, you know, the sheer will to adapt.
Yeah, I mean, we're still working that. Like, honestly, since March, I have had about a total of 4 days off since March, and I've been working absolute minimum 12 hours a day, like, up to 15. So it's been a long haul, and there's been a lot of caffeine involved to get through this, but, you know, we're still here. So this month is going to be, like, a make or break. We'll see what happens. And I'm really, really, really hoping that people remember to, like, support their local stores. Small businesses certainly need it more than big box stores, and all local businesses certainly need it more than pop-up stores. Like, I'm hoping that people remember that it's really important where you choose to spend your money. And, like, when you spend at a small business like me, I physically see all the people that come in the store, and I try my very best to give them great customer service. And, like, you're supporting, you know, my life and my art, and a real person does a happy dance, as opposed to big box store corporation. They never see you. They don't care. They want your money, and, like, that's it. Right.
Right. I was going to ask about that, because I do remember you were interviewed for an article years and years ago about the Halloween pop-up stores. And I was, it did make me wonder, is that, like, a big, you know, typically in quote-unquote normal years, those are a pretty big competitor for you. Is that competition there this year? Are there Halloween pop-up stores this year?
I was told that it was not going to happen, which gave me hope. And then, unfortunately, at the last minute, one sprung up, which obviously adds more stress to my life and makes me very unhappy. But with so many local businesses having problems through COVID, like in March, you started seeing all these posts online, all these businesses being like, support local, support small, like we really need it right now. So I'm hoping that that sort of made everyone understand what it's like for me every single October when those stores come around, and maybe it'll right. really make them realize how important it is to like not go to places like that.
I take it you have a regular clientele though, like people who keep coming back to you specifically, Missy, at your Party Corner store year after year.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have my regulars for various things. You know, we've got our people that always come here for their balloon and party stuff, but they're not necessarily dress up people. You know, I've got my performers that always come to me to like sew their costumes, but like, you know, they don't necessarily get balloons or whatever. So, I mean, I do have regulars in all aspects of the business, but I mean, Halloween is a time when like everybody needs costumes, everybody. And that's obviously our biggest, most important money-making month of the year. So I'm hoping that people that aren't necessarily, especially in Guelph, where it's such like a university town and there's such a high turnover of students that are coming and going and coming and going that might not be here for, you know, their whole lives or an extended period of time. They're only here for a couple of years, that we get also their business. And they think about, you know, supporting a small woman-run LGBTQ-friendly place rather than like a pop-up store, like a faceless giant corporation.
Right. Helps that you're a short bus ride from campus, too.
That's true.
Have you been helped at all by the... I hate to get political, but that's what I do. But, you know, the city has had a number of endeavors to help small businesses. Have you been helped by those at all? Or have you felt kind of like on your own through this?
Yeah, no, we've been on our own, like, hard through this. So... because we're not, I mean, I know, and everything they've done is awesome. It just, none of it hit my area of town or my, like, clientele. So we've been, yeah, it's just been us, hell or high water, this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Is that because, like, maybe the nature of your business, or is it, like, because you're out at York in Victoria, and, I mean, there's been, understandably, the focus on the downtown core, but, I mean... There are a lot of business places in town that maybe have not gotten that same level of love, shall we say.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I get it. They're focusing on, like, downtown. Makes sense. And, like, I'm not mad at them about it. I love shopping downtown. I go down there all the time and, like, support the businesses downtown, eat at a bunch of awesome restaurants. So I'm really happy that they got help. And I understand that, like, they physically, like, they can't. They can't help everybody. But it's been... sucky that, you know, they haven't helped us, unfortunately, but I get it. It's just unfortunate.
I did want to rewind a bit to something you said that about, you know, this particular Halloween. I think you said, and I don't have a photographic memory, so I'm not pulling your exact quote, but I believe you said that this was kind of a make or break moment for you. So if Halloween goes well, you can, you know, sort of surf that wave to make it, you know, through the next couple of months or however long this goes. But, I mean, is that a genuine picture? Like, there could be no Party Corner if Halloween for you sucks this year.
That's a definite possibility and, like, something that none of us want to happen, clearly. Mm. But I'm prepared for that. For that possibility, and like it will always exist in some way, like whether I have to like flip and just go into like custom costumes or something, because I mean people come in every single day and drop off more sewing to me, so like I'm always sewing when there's no one in the store. Like I am always sewing.
Mm-hmm.
I might just have to like become a smaller space. I don't know, like we'll figure out that when we come to it, unfortunately. But you know, there's it's not going to be the end of everything.
Right. I'm curious too about, well, I'm curious about a lot of things, but it's, we have no idea where this ends. Like everybody's rushing for vaccines or treatments or whatever, you know, the vague hope that things look to be getting back to quote unquote normal, whatever that is. But there's a lot of road between there and then, and who knows what, if we'll be getting back to normal, who knows if COVID is something that goes away, like a miracle, as someone once said. But if you are lucky enough to make it to the other side of it, how will the way you do business change? Or does your business go back to normal? Or has this changed things for you forever?
There is no... One thing that this store has really taught me is that there is no such thing as normal. Like, honest to God, every single day that I come in the store, I have no idea what the day is going to bring me. Like, I really keep myself open to the possibility of anything and everything happening. And, like, you don't know what kind of adventures the day is going to bring along. Like, we literally jump from one extreme to the other in here every single day, because you don't know who's going to walk in the door, what they're going to ask for, what they're going to ask you to do. And like, I've always been the kind of person that if you ask me to do something and it's like within my range of skills, like even if it's not my like normal thing, I'm going to do that for you, right? And that in the process, like maybe I teach myself something new, and like that's fabulous. You should always keep learning, keep growing, keep adapting, always trying to become the best version of yourself, right?
How long have you had Party Corner, may I ask?
So, I started working here in 2003 when I was a wee university student. And at that time, no one would hire me because I look like a weirdo, just like I do now. I had too much metal in my face. No one liked my clothes. And like in 2003, that was way more of a big deal than it is now. So the woman that owned this store previous to me, her name was Georgina, and she was a fabulous human being. And I showed up one day and I said, you know, this is me. I would love to work here, take it or leave it, but I don't, this is what I look like. I can't help it. And she was like, don't care what you look like. If you come to work, if you do a good job, like if you're a decent human being, then that's all that matters to me. So she hired me, and in 2007, she decided to retire and like teach ballroom dancing and go traveling and all those things that people want to do when they get older. And she sold it to me. So it's been mine since 2007.
I mean, that's a big legacy that, I mean, in so much as every entrepreneur kind of carries the weight of their business on their shoulders, you know, that's a lot of pressure, just, you know, outside of the normal pressures of making money, that, you know, you took over somebody's business, this person gave you a chance when others would not. I mean, for people to listen to you, you are a very upbeat, you sound very upbeat and optimistic despite the circumstances. I'm wondering if COVID has, you know, maybe at times robbed you of some of that enthusiasm.
I mean, we all have been, like, everything. 2020 is completely upside down. It's completely on its head. But, you know, you kind of have to take solace in the fact that there are no answers. There is literally no one that you can call that can tell you what's going to happen, how this is going to end, what you should or should not do. So all you can do is sort of like focus on each day and try to stay, like, look at small positives and be like, what do I have to accomplish today? These small things brought me joy. And like, if I have to change or if things have to become different in the future, like, I cannot control the state of the world. No one can. So all you can do is sort of like roll with it, and whatever circumstances come up, you hold your head up high and walk into the next thing like a badass, right?
That's a good way of looking at it. I mean, I think we too often take the macro view and feel that things are out of control, but I mean, there are things that are in our control too.
Small things, but I mean, that's sort of what it takes to not feel overwhelmed by such things, you know what I mean? So, and like, it helps a lot. I have some friends that post that are like positivity and like life coaches and stuff, and they're posting online about how they are feeling day to day and stuff. So when you see other people that are like strong, awesome people, and they're posting like, hey, today wasn't a great day for me, like I felt a little down or whatever, you realize that it feel like that. Not everyone is happy and completely awesome like all the time. So you know, if you have a bad day, so what? Have a glass of wine, have a good sleep, tomorrow will be better, hopefully.
I imagine part of the fun of running your business and being you is that you do kind of have an outlet for that, because anyone who goes to the Party Corner Instagram or your Facebook page can see you and your partner and your friends, you know, dressing up, doing a cool photo shoot. There's a quality of the play and the pretend that costuming allows that, you know, can be a fun outlet. Going back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the interview too, that, you know, you have outlets that perhaps many of us wish we had.
I think that people would have them if they gave themselves more of a chance. I deal with a lot of people in here, a surprising amount of people actually, to me, that say things like, I wish I was brave enough to dress like you. I wish I was brave enough to walk out in public like that. Like, I would, but... And I'm like, but what? What's stopping you? You can. I mean, you got to deal with the BS that comes with it when you walk around looking like this. But, like, there is nothing physically holding you back, right?
Right.
And it's the same with costuming. I get a lot of people that are very shy. Like, okay, I have to go to this costume party and I have to wear a costume. So they'll put on, like, the bare minimum of stuff. Like, they want to be, like, a 70s guy. So they'll put on, like, an afro gold chain and, like, call it, right? But then you get your people, and, like, I was a former drama kid. I don't know if you can tell that because I'm super subtle, like, you know. But I was a former drama kid. So you occasionally get those people that are like, yes, give me all the ridiculous stuff. Like, put me in, like, all of the, like, giant pink clown glasses and, like, 6-inch platform shoes that are covered in glitter. And, like, when you meet those people that are kind of like kindred spirits, and they give, like, no cares about how ridiculous they look, like, that's awesome to see that there's other people like that in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did want to give you some time to gush about, you know, things that are maybe some of the trends you're seeing, things that people are, you know, coming back to you for. You know, what's new and cool in Halloween, I guess, is the morning show way of phrasing that.
The new and cool. Okay. Well, the weird thing is, because like I said, I've been doing this for quite a while. Back in the day, which makes me sound super old, but I look really young, I swear. Back in the day, people used to come in and, you know, movies that came out, like, ooh, I want to be a Superman because a Superman movie came out this year or whatever. But as time has gone on, trends are coming and going so much faster because of the internet. Like, people will all of a sudden, everyone starts coming in and asking for cowboy hats for days in a row. And I'm like, what the hell is going on with cowboy hats? I don't know. And then I have to look on the internet. I'm like, oh, okay, it's this thing on TikTok, whatever. And by the time you've picked up on it, it's gone. And there's the next thing, which is bizarre that to me that, like, trends are like, bam, 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 bam. And then it's next trend, next trend, next trend. But I mean, you've always got your classic, like, horror movie people, always classic. Pennywise, Freddy, Jason, like, people want to do that every year. Superheroes, they want to do every year. And there's usually some sort of big movie, like The Avengers or like Suicide Squad, something like that, that people want to do. But the movies have kind of been not coming out this year as much because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really seen any, like, real big, like, everybody wants to be this trend, like Pennywise was last year, or like the scary clowns were a couple of years ago, or like zombies, that kind of thing. I haven't seen any, like, movie trends. But yeah, I mean, morph suits, always popular. Everybody, I don't know why, everybody just loves spandex unitards. They think they're, like, fantastic, so. Yeah, I don't know. I like seeing people in spandex, whatever, it's great.
That was an interesting note. Anything you won't do? Like, have you ever been, like, confounded by a request?
I've certainly been surprised by a few requests. But if it's, like, this kid came in and was like, I want to be a giant Q-tip. And I was like, okay, how do we do that? And then, you know, being a former theater kid, like I said, you got to, like, put your creative brain on it and fast to be like, because that's what we had to do in theater, right? Like, they say the show must go on. And if you've got somebody that needs to be a giant Q-tip and they need to be a giant Q-tip in half an hour, how do I do this? Like, what, how, we have to make it happen. How do I do it? Right. So then you just pull stuff out of the air and be like, okay, this is how we're going to make you a giant Q-tip and you're going to look great. And then they leave and they're happy and it's wonderful. Now, every now and then we get things that I physically can't get or do. Like, we had a gentleman call. This is a very strange phone call. And he said, hello. Do you sell blow-up dolls that look like Candace Bergen? And I was like, specifically? specifically like Candace Bergen? No. And he was like, oh, well, are you going to be getting any in? Like, probably just out of stock on Candace Bergen blow-up dolls?
I have to ask, though, was it Candace Bergen the actress or Candace Bergen the conservative MP?
The actress.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yes. And I was like, no, we're not going to be getting any. And he was like, oh, well, can you, like, recommend me somewhere where I could buy one? And I'm like, I honestly don't know, dude. Like, I don't know. So, like, that was a request I couldn't fill because, like, that's real specific and that's something that, like, I can't create, right? But, I mean, other than that, we try our damnedest to, like, outfit everybody in whatever they want to be, whatever level they want to do it to, and, like, try to make them happy. Everybody, all sizes, everything.
Well, weird flex to end it on, but I guess I'll have to live with that thought now that somewhere out there is someone searching frantically for their Candace Bergen blow-up doll.
Exactly. I know that, and now you know that, and you can't un- that, so you're welcome.
And now everyone who's listened to this pod here knows that, too.
That's true, so, yeah.
I think that's the beginning of a great Stephen King novel. But Missy Morrow, thank you so much for your passion and enthusiasm and all your hard work through everything, and we hope it pays off, and just thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, delightful. Thank you so much for having me.
And once again, that was Missy Morrow. You can find Party Corner on all social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find them on their website at partycornercostumesalloneword.com. Call them at 519-763-6400, or you can just visit the store in person at 200 Victoria Road South at the Etcetera Plaza from 9 to 9 Monday to Saturday and 10 to 7 on Sundays. Those are the Halloween hours, by the way. And that's it for this edition of the Guelph Politicast. The music for the Guelph Politicast comes from KPM Classics and Sid Dale. The Guelph Politicast is usually recorded at CFRU at the University Center on the University of Guelph campus, and to learn more about CFRU, go to cfru.ca. You can download the Guelph Politicast on Wednesday from Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. You can download it from the host at Podbean at guelphpoliticast.podbean.com. And when you subscribe to the Guelph Politicast channel, you will get an episode of Open Sources Guelph on Mondays and an episode of End Credits on Fridays. You can get in touch with me by email at adamadonaldson@gmail.com. You can reach me through Twitter at adamadonaldson or at Guelph Politico. You can also find Guelph Politico on Facebook at facebook.com/politicoguelph. And if you'd like to help build a locally sourced independent media outlet in the city of Guelph, then you can consider a donation to Guelph Politico, and you can find out how at guelphpolitico.ca/donate. And for all the latest local political news, check out guelphpolitico.ca, where there will be a new episode of the Guelph Politicast for you next week. And until then, see you next time.